Hola, y gracias por volar en la aerolínea Aria de Phil Henry. Estaremos volando a una altitud de 30,000 pies. Oh, y también Green Card. El vuelo de esta noche estaremos presentando diarrhea. También debo mencionar Taco Bell Chihuahua. Y ahora, aquí está Phil.
What was that?
I knew who you were.
Oh, okay.
1-800-449-8683. You just nutted.
Right.
I
got it. Thank you.
Lady, you're just as cool as you can be.
That's right. 1-800-449-IMPEACH Jesse. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. We'll do a little bit of an open phone here on this Phil Henry show this Friday night tonight. If you've got a comment or a question, I know we got a couple of questions on the line having to do with the last lady that we were talking to, what with the Federalist Papers. Forget about it. We can't deal with that. We've also got at least one or two people on the line. There's one legal question. So let's just go to the calls here. 1-800-449-8686. And certainly you're welcome to respond to whatever it is we've got people talking about this evening. How are you tonight, sir?
I'm doing real good, Phil. How are you?
Great.
Phil, I'm a 28-year-old man. I live in South Bay in Southern California. And I had an occasion this evening to sort of have to deal with a legal problem. I think it's a legal problem. I think I've got sort of a legitimate claim, but if you hear me out, because the story is sort of interesting. I'm 28 years old. I do pharmaceutical sales. I do a lot of working out. I've got a couple of hobbies. You know, most of my hobbies have to do with outdoors. I do deep sea diving. I like snorkeling. I sort of like the outdoors a lot, and I do date quite a bit. I have been involved in some long-term relationships, but currently am not involved. But one thing that I have been very proud of for the last 8 years, and that is that I have spent every single Friday night I have had a social engagement with a you know, with a chick, or if you want to call it, you know, a young lady. And I've had a social occasion with a young lady every Friday night for the last 8 years. And
for the last 8 years, every single Friday night, have you ever had a long-term relationship?
Oh, yeah, I have. I mean, you know, in some of those instances there, it's the same girl. I might have been with her, you know, in a relationship, or sometimes it's somebody new. But every single Friday night, I have always had a date, and I've always had, you know, a social occasion with a, you know, with a chick, or with a young lady. And about 3 hours ago, I got a call from this chick that I was going to go out with tonight, and she called me this afternoon and said she could not show up, and she wanted to, what she called, get a rain check. And she said her mother, who apparently has Parkinson's or some kind of I think she's got some kind of a neurological disorder, had an accident in her apartment, and that the paramedics were there, and that she had to stay with her. And she said that, you know, she asked me, could she have a rain check? And she said she's really going to have to take a rain check on this deal. You know, and
all right. So the problem is what? You've had a date for?
I've had a date every single Friday night for the last 8 years. Yeah. And now she called me up 3 hours ago and said to me that she can't be with me tonight. So I said to her, is it possible we can get together? I'm going to come over to your mother's house or something. I can bring over. Because what I do most of the time during the weeknights, I'll go over to Rusted Pelican, or I'll go to TGI Fridays, something like that. I'll, you know, have some drinks, you know, some Cap Morgans or CC and 7 or whatever. And
yeah, okay, all right. Enough, you know, I know about your cocktails, but what you're saying is that you've had a date for the last 7. Is this some kind of a record?
Well, it's that I pride myself on having an active social life. I have been described as very handsome, and I've been described as very good looking, and I do tend to attract, you know, a lot of different women, and so there's a lot of opportunity for me to date women on Friday nights. But what happened to me tonight was I got stood up.
And well, it wasn't exactly being stood up. She called you up and said,
well, she called me up and said that her mother, you know, had suffered this accident, which I'm sorry about that, but I did make a suggestion. I said I could come over if she wanted me to, bring some Cap Morgans, bring some CC and 7 or whatever. I've got like a very large collection of like films and stuff. I could bring over some adult films or whatever. Whatever she wanted to do, okay? And what has happened now is she stood me up. And
well, you got to stop saying stood you up, because she had the courtesy to call you.
Yeah, but Phil, you need to understand something. I mean, this is something that's kind of emotional for me. I've had a date every Friday night for the last 8 years. Maybe I got stood up, but she canceled the date tonight. That's not happened to me for the last 8 years, okay? And what's happened now is the word has got out to some of my friends. I got a call from Rich Browser, who works at Borrow part-time over at Rusty Pelican, and he said to me that the word's already, you know, out on the phone, okay, that people know that I got stood up, or, I mean, that she's not there. Okay.
Okay. You got some kind of a record, or?
It's not a record. It's just that if you've had a date every Friday night for the past 8 years, and you have the opportunity to be with a lot of different women, because I've been told I'm very good looking, and you have a reputation to uphold, for her to turn me down, you know, to tell me the date's off.
Yeah, but her mother, okay, got into an accident.
But I said I'd come over the house, okay, and she turned me down flat.
Well, why not call up some of the chicks that you've been going out with, some of the girls, the ladies, or young ladies you've been going out with?
That would not be the same thing, because I have my reputation among my friends, okay? It may not be a very big thing.
You're worried about what your friends think.
It's important, because I spent a lot of time at the Rusty Pelican in Manhattan Beach. I also spent a lot of time at the TGI White Friday. And also, I spent a lot of time over at the Crab Cooker. It's out Redondo Beach, too. Okay, and now, because of the fact that I have a lot of sexuality, I guess you could say, that I'm not going to have the sexuality taken care of. And I'm not going to have that aspect of my life, you know.
Well, are you looking, are you looking to get laid tonight?
That's only part of it, Phil.
Because I'm saying you could call up any woman in your little black book there and take her out.
But that's only part of it. I mean, that would take care of the sexuality. But I also have a reputation. I do have a reputation. And for her to break the date off, okay, has in a way has defamed me and slandered me, okay.
And you feel that you have been defamed and slandered?
I feel there's defamation of character, yeah, because of the fact that I've been put through some emotional distress. I have never had a woman broken off a date with me on a Friday night. And for 8 solid years, I have gone out every single Friday night. And that's for 8 solid years. Now all of a sudden, and this is a girl that I kind of took pity on too, because I work with her. She's not that great looking, but she wanted to go out with me. I just kind of took pity on her. I said that I would. Now she calls me up, says that she's got to be with her mom or whatever, and that's fine. And I said that I would go over to the house, but she said no, she's got to be with her mom. So I'm trying to do a good thing for her, and she turns around and defames me like that. You know,
well, it's not a purposeful defamation, okay? If she has a sick mother.
Yeah, she has a sick mother, man. That's fine. Her mother's at home now. The paramedics came over. But I said I could at least come over and we could take care of a little bit of business, because she did indicate to me that she did want to have sex with me. Okay?
And what? So by going over to her house and having sex with her, that would fulfill the Friday night, and your streak would be unbroken.
So it's not about my streak.
Well, that's what you've been talking about, your streak being unbroken.
It's not about my streak. It's about that I have a reputation among my friends, and I have a reputation among a lot of the guys that I know. Okay, and
so what are they going to say?
I already heard Rich Browser, who works at the bar part-time over at Rusty Pelican, said that word has already tonight, okay? And it's about 8:15 right now, I mean, in California, and that's already leaking out.
So it's leaking out that you got stood up.
That's right. So I feel that there has been a defamation of my character. There's also been a sexuality issue that's not been, you know, addressed. And
you're going to need to hold on here, pal. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Okay, Chris, can you hold on?
Just
hold on. Believe me, I'll get right back to you. He's had an unbroken streak every Friday night for 8 years. Tonight, the girl called up and said she can't see him, and he feels that she's defaming him. Okay, it's Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. On any given Friday night across this country, thousands, millions of couples going here, going there, whether it's to a movie, whether it's to dinner, whether it's to stay home, whether they know each other, whether they're brand new, whether it's a blind date, whether they're starting out on the long road to matrimony or relationship. Tonight we have on the line from Manhattan Beach, Chris. And Chris, you have described yourself as very good looking, right?
No, Phil, I'm not, but...
But people have said you are.
That's correct. And I know that it might sound kind of, you know, heartless because a woman's, you know, mother got sick, but I have, every Friday night I've had a date.
So this Friday night you don't have a date.
Yeah, but I you got to understand something. I'm very good looking. I also have a lot of sexuality.
And what does that mean, you have a lot of sexuality?
I have probably, I guess, a more... More of a sex drive, I guess, than most guys.
So it's really important for you to go out and get laid tonight.
It's important for me to express my sexuality. And this chick, I mean, you know, this lady I'm talking about, you know, I'm doing her a favor by going out with her.
Yeah, you're
you're making me sound really shallow.
Well, I don't want to make you sound shallow, but you're doing her a favor.
She wanted to go out with me, is what I'm trying to say, and she's not that good looking. So it's...
All right, I hear you. Here is Portland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. Portland, hello.
Yeah.
Hi.
Can you hear me?
Yes, can you turn your radio down?
Yeah. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, I can hear you good.
Okay.
Can you turn your radio down?
It's off.
Okay.
My radio is off. All I would like to say to the caller... is he is nothing but selfish, and I cannot find another way to put it.
No, I said I'd go over to her house.
Yeah. Go over to her house. Are you doing her a favor, or are you doing yourself a favor?
No, she wanted to go out with me. She wanted to go out with me.
She is in the mood for going to bed with you when her mother is sick.
Well, she wanted to go out with me.
I don't care how good-looking you are, but I hope you never get another date. I'm sorry, you are so selfish. Just go and find yourself a hobby, find something else to do. But I just cannot.
Well, why do you call him selfish? I mean, what he's trying to do is find a happy medium. He said he'd go over to their house.
I've got a very large collection of adult films. Her mother is being taken care of. I mean,
if my mother got that sick that I would have to have the paramedics come over,
right.
I would not be in the mood for watching movies.
Well, that's you.
And I would not be in the mood for snuggling up with you.
Yeah, but you haven't met me.
I don't care how good-looking you are, but when something like that happens in the family, I think you just have to wait your turn.
Why don't you just wait till next week?
Because I haven't had a date every single Friday night for the last 8 years. Why do I have to not have a date tonight? Okay.
You know, there are lots of guys who don't have dates, and they're just fine. They go home and...
Yeah, but I've been told that I'm very good-looking, okay?
So, who cares?
It's not about her mood.
Good-looking guys read books. Good-looking guys go to the movies alone.
She has an obligation to me, because she wanted me to take her out, on account of... because I'm good-looking.
You know,
now she's at home there with her mother.
I hope you...
We had a verbal contract, is all I'm saying.
You call it a verbal contract? For what?
Look, when she decided she's not going to go out with me tonight, Rich Browser, who works part-time bar at Russ Pelican, said it's all over. It's down there right now. Everybody's talking about it. Okay,
listen,
so that's defamation of my character, okay?
I got to go. I'm on a car phone, but I hope you grow up.
I'm grown
Goodbye.
Up. I'm all grown up, you know, and I'm ready for action. You know, I had her inked. I did not have her penciled in. I had her inked.
All right. You're Belinda on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes. Is this... Wait, hold on for a minute. You're Belinda. Hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Hi.
Hi.
This is unbelievable. This guy is so worried about his reputation.
No, I said I'd go over to her house with her mom there. I have probably one of the largest collections.
That is so gross.
What?
That is so gross.
Why?
What is wrong with you?
What's gross about that? I said I'd go over to her house.
Are you saying, like, go over to the house, bring some flowers for her mom?
Yeah.
You just got finished saying you have an adult film collection that you were going to bring.
No, I'm saying that I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast.
Who cares?
Yeah.
Watch them and satisfy yourself because you're not getting a date tonight.
No,
this
that's
is the
not
reality. You
eight
need to face
years,
it.
Okay, 8 years.
You don't deserve a date.
What about my reputation?
Your reputation.
Hey, what if somebody started that you're ugly or something like that, or that you're.
I already know I'm not.
All right,
so
but what
it
if everybody was? Everybody was saying you was. What if everybody was saying that you was?
I guess I would agree to that and move on because what I have on the inside counts. And
but they wouldn't be your friend anymore, would they?
I don't have friends that like me because I'm cute or pretty or
good-looking. Right, so they wouldn't be your friends anymore if they said that, right?
I don't have those kind of friends.
All right, but if they said
you surrounded
it, they
yourself.
All right, like the answer to her question is yes, she'd get rid of them. Okay.
All right, so she's blowing my reputation, and she's not me. You know, she's blowing my reputation, not me. You understand what I'm saying? Okay.
Your reputation doesn't mean anything.
She's blowing my reputation, not me. And what I'm saying is that.
Yeah, we got it. Okay.
But what I'm saying is that what am I going to do? Now, I'm going to give her till 11:30.
I say move to Russia.
Move to Russia.
Somewhere very, very far.
You know what, man?
Because we
you
don't
got
need
a lot
another
these...
good-looking, snobby, jerky idiot
no,
who
I'm...
has no self-esteem. I mean, just absolutely no intelligence whatsoever.
You know,
here in California.
Hey, I go out with a lot of women, okay? So I'm sorry, but you're definitely in the minority.
Well, all right, a lot of women like you because you're good-looking, right?
That's right.
What kind of women would go out with you? I don't understand.
Well, you know, there are a lot of shallow women, too. I mean, there's not just shallow men. There's a lot of shallow. It reminds me of that scene in Annie Hall when these two good-looking people are walking down the street, and he asks them, well, how do you guys get along? And he says, well, we're both shallow. So we're just made for each other, okay?
Well, are you saying that I'm shallow? Okay. Because why? Because I'm concerned about my sexuality? Because I enjoy sex?
Because you're sick.
Well, I don't know
you want to bring. I mean, because you're so consumed about your reputation.
Yeah.
And you're saying that you want to bring films over to this poor.
This lady is laying in a sick bed, and you're bringing over your adult films.
I just said that because we're going to be at her apartment. There's not going to be anything to do. And I, you know, she's taking her mom. I have a very large collection of adult films, probably the largest collection on the West Coast.
I bet there's a date waiting for you right now at some institute.
Yeah, but the problem
for mental
is
illness.
The problem is, she's blowing my night.
All right.
This is what you need to, like, get a grip.
Thanks for your call. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Спасибо, что вы выбрали компанию Phil Henry Air. Наш полет будет проходить на высоте 300 тысяч фит. И еще водка. Наш полет включает борщ. Я еще хочу упомянуть Чернобыль. And now, here's Phil.
Welcome back, Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Chris.
Yes, Phil.
How old are you?
I'm 28.
Okay, can I give you the benefit, and I don't want to talk down to you. Can I have the benefit of some of my experience, okay?
So you're starting to sound like my older brother now.
Well, maybe I'll sound like your older brother. You're 28, I'm 47. I'm, you know, like 19 years older than you, if you don't mind, okay?
All right, can I just ask you a question?
Okay, ask me the question.
And I don't want to sound egotistical. I know a lot of people, but are you good-looking? I mean, do women think you're good-looking?
Am I good-looking? Do women think I'm good-looking? Frankly, I don't know the answer to the physical part of that. I think some women find me very charming, okay?
Now, it's not the same thing. A lot of women think I'm very sexual, okay?
And well, hold on, Chris. A lot of women think that I'm very sexual, too, okay? My wife is the lead of the pack there. I'm married, so I can't really comment further on what women think of me. But personality goes a long way toward a woman's view of a man's sexuality, okay?
I think that's what a lot of guys who don't have good looks think, okay? I think.
Oh, well, all right. Am I fooling myself then? In other words, that I've had a fair number of girlfriends.
Yeah, but have there been Friday nights where you've not had dates?
Yes, there have been many a Friday night where I haven't had a date.
Okay, there's where you and I separate company. Okay, I've had a date every Friday night for the last 8 years because of my sexuality, I'm very good looking. A lot of women think I'm good looking. All I'm saying is this broad broke up my, you know, is ruining my reputation because of my social life. It's not about the fact that I get laid a lot or something. It's because I have an active social life. You know, I mean, my friends call me Ripken. Okay, so, you know, I mean, I've got an unbroken string, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. Cal Ripken, Lou Gehrig, okay.
Yeah, it sounds funny, but I do. And a lot of that has to do with that.
Your unbroken string. Well, pal, we're not in a sporting event, but you know what? I tried, and I guess I failed. Rochester, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yeah, this guy is the least compassionate person I think I've ever heard of. And this is coming from a guy.
Based on what?
Not a girl.
I said I'd go over to her house. I said I'd be with her and her mother. I said I was going to bring over some Morgans and Seven or whatever, CC and Seven.
You know, hold on a second. Now,
no,
first off,
that doesn't make me, you know.
Look at it as if your mom or your dad and they were in a medical situation. Would you want to have a girl hang out and have drinks with you? Well, maybe back up. Maybe you would. But you'll
what's
bet 99%
what's wrong with that? What's wrong with that?
What's wrong with that?
Yeah.
The situation
she's not
is,
dead,
is
man.
This woman.
She's not dead.
You want me? Let me speak here, okay?
Okay, but I'm giving you some background.
Okay. Well, I've been listening to the background for quite a while, and I think the bottom line here is that this woman's mother is the person that is in trouble, and this person that you're wanting to go out with, he's trying to take care of her mother. Now, if it were me, you'd say, okay, you take care of what you need to take care of. And, hey, I have no problem getting dates. I'm 37, and it's
yeah,
a matter
do you
of
have
having
an unbroken
compassion
string?
And be able to establish a long-term relationship.
How long's your string?
I don't have to have a string.
Okay, so
I go out when I want to go out.
Have you been going out every Friday?
No, you think about the compassion you have for another human being.
You know what I'm hearing here?
Date or anything else.
Yeah, but you know what I'm hearing here? I'm hearing a lot of jealousy, okay? Because I got... Okay, you know what?
No, I'm sorry. I'm holding myself back. I would have been laughing much harder. I've been laughing a lot earlier.
Well,
the thing you're dealing with right
jealousy.
Here...
Jealousy.
Hang on a second. What
jealous.
I'm talking about right now is...
No, I mean, that sounds like
back,
it to me. The guy's jealous.
If you sit back and look at this situation... Are you planning on going for the next 8 years, maybe another 8 years after that? Is that what your plan is?
No, I'm saying is I've got a very active social life. I have, I don't know about you, man, but I'm, you know, I'm ready to go, okay? I'm very sensual.
Okay, I've heard about the adult video thing, and I've heard a lot about that.
Well, what's that mean? I mean, well, all that means is, you know, this broad wanted me to take her out.
You know,
and now
with
her mom
Gary,
falls down, and I'm not allowed to go out with her and have the sensuality? I don't get it.
Her mother fell down and is in a sick bed.
This woman had the courtesy to call you and let you know that her mother is sick and she's got to take care of her mother.
And I had the courtesy to go out with her in the first place.
Whoa.
Okay.
Whoa. Isn't going out a two-way relationship? Isn't that
not in this case, man. I told you she's not that good looking, okay? I did it. It's kind of like a mercy. Well,
you know
what's so funny about that, man? You know, why should my date be ruined, okay? Because her mother's got Parkinson's disease, or it's not my fault, and I didn't create it. You know.
You know what's really
that's
really
all I'm saying.
Scares me about
wow.
This? You know, really scares me about this is
what?
There's a person like you out there, and it's actually in the dating scene and giving all the rest.
Hey
of
man,
guys
I'm not a serial
a
murderer.
Bad,
or nothing.
A bad name because you know
well,
what?
There's a good
you
point.
Talk about what's your string. I don't need a string. I don't care to have a string. And you know what? It's
that's
really
what I'm saying, man.
Sad.
You, that's what guys say, don't get dates. They say, well, I don't care. Why do I got to get punished? It's because her mom's got soft bones. She needs to drink milk or take some calcium or something like that. Well,
you know,
okay,
you
man,
need
you
to
think
go
it's
back
funny,
and
you know.
Get an education on this.
All right, thank
and
you for your call. Thank you very much. You know what? You're starting to sound like a real asshole here, and I don't mean to...
Wait a minute. I'm the guy.
Yeah, you're the guy who said that, you know, you're doing a mercy date here. The woman's mother is sick.
I know that. I said I'd go over.
You'll go over to her house with a large collection of adult films and Captain Morgans.
Okay. If her mother's laying in bed and she's sick, why can't I have a cocktail? And give her a cocktail too. And
the mother?
No, the girl I'm going to go out with. She can take care of her mother. We got to have cocktails. You know.
So you'll all be sitting around having cocktails while mom's laying in a sick bed.
That's what I'm talking about because I was doing her a favor.
Here's Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello. I still don't know what favor you're doing. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. I've been listening also, and I just wanted to mention that. What is your name again?
My name's Chris.
Bruce?
Chris.
Yeah. Your string is broken now, right?
No, because I can...
Okay, wait. Let me just...
She's got
time to talk.
She's got a couple more hours.
Okay, your string is broken. Take this as an opportunity, right, to reflect on your life and to open your mind to new experiences and say, you know what, I'm calling in for a reason. I'm obviously bothered by this, if I need to talk on the radio and express my emotions.
No, because I think I have a legal argument about defamation of character.
Legal argument like you want to take her to court for this, or legal argument like, yes, I'm hurt, I need help.
I could take her to court.
Wait. You're going to hire a lawyer?
Because of the defamation of character, yeah.
And what would you get out of that? Would you get
your
reputation back?
That no, you know, chick or whatever, you know, no woman again.
But you can call her a chick because it's obvious that that's where your value is. They're chicks, they're broads.
What's wrong with that?
Well, there's nothing wrong with that if that's what your value is.
I don't know what you're talking about, my value. Well, what's that supposed to mean?
One thing I'm noticing is I think that you're going to... Why are you breathing so heavily?
What?
I noticed you're going to have to back off the phone because you're breathing.
I'm done. You know, everybody wants to take exception to everything that I'm doing and everything that I'm saying, and I think there's a lot of jealousy going on.
No, what I want to tell you is
that
you've already proven your case, though. Do you hear what I'm saying? You've already told 10 other people that how you feel. Why don't you just for
I can hear you breathing, okay?
What do you want me to do?
Well, back away from the phone. Back away from the phone, okay?
Okay, is this good enough? I don't know. What do you look like?
What I'm saying is I think that you should take this opportunity to say, hey, I'm obviously not satisfied right now.
Right.
So what can I do differently?
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
How old are you?
Why is that important to you?
I'm just curious. I mean, I'm 28. How old are you?
I want to know why it's important.
I'm just curious what you look like.
You're curious? Why are you curious what I look like?
You sound intelligent. You sound interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I am.
Okay, I mean, what do you look like?
But well, I wouldn't choose a person like you because I value myself too much to be with someone who cares only about themselves.
No, I'm just saying, we don't have to be together, okay? I mean, we could do a little phone thing or something like that. I'm trying. Why is everybody laughing tonight, man?
What do you want to do?
Well,
phone sex with this lady?
I think you're.
No, I'm saying.
I think what this is working for you, and it's worked for you for the past 8 years, but it's not working tonight. And I think you should take this time and say, you know
what?
I can go ahead.
Are you redhead?
Do you understand? I'm trying to talk to you, and you're even talking over me.
I know, but you've been giving a speech. I just want to ask you, what? You got red hair or blonde hair? What?
Why is that important?
I'm just curious what you look like.
Because.
Are you petite? Are you involved? Are you involved right now?
My point is, can you do one thing and stop thinking with your little head?
No, you know what?
Think with your big head and say, what can I get from this experience?
You're saying that to me now, but you don't know how good looking I am. Many women find me good looking.
We know you're good looking, brother. Okay?
Well, Mr. Andrew, you said you're not good looking.
All right, I'm not good looking. I'm a happy man. I got a wife. I got kids. I'm fine, okay? I'm an ugly, fat guy, okay? I could care less, Jim. I got a beautiful wife.
Your wife?
Yeah.
In your eyes, she's beautiful.
My wife is beautiful in anybody's eyes, okay? Because she's a good person.
Man, all you people talk about when you don't have good looks is, she's a good person. Like this lady's going on and on and on and on about. Be the kind of person, hey, man, I'm talking about the sexuality and my sex.
Your what?
I'm talking about my sexuality.
Your sexuality?
My sexuality.
Your sexuality.
Right.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call. She hang up? I guess so. I wouldn't blame her. In fact, I'm going to be hanging up here in a minute. Here is Hollywood on Hollywood, Florida on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
Hi, Chris.
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm all right.
I got everybody finding fault with the way I'm breathing. I got people finding fault with the way I'm...
Don't get a persecution complex here, okay, pal? You called me.
Chris.
All right?
Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you something. What would you do? I understand your concern for your reputation, but what would you do if the situation were reversed?
What? What do you mean?
What would you do if the situation were reversed?
I don't know what you mean.
Okay.
What if your mother was sick?
Your mother.
I'd, if she was resting comfortably, which this, you know, this broad, I mean, or this woman's mother is, why can't I go out?
Do you think you would feel like it?
What?
Do you think you would feel like it knowing that your mother is ill?
Yeah.
Why?
I definitely, because I have certain needs. I'm 28 years old, okay? I'm not getting any younger, you know? I have certain sexual needs, and I have, you know, and every Friday night I have a very active social calendar, and I've got to get it taken care of.
Do you think
what do you need to have taken care of?
Of the sexuality I got to get taken care of. That's why I'm asking women calling up tonight. I'm not wanting to go out on no date or nothing, but, you know, like this lady I'm talking to right now, like you sound really young. How old are you?
I'm very old.
You sound pretty good. I mean, I'm just saying the chick could still come over. I live in a basement, and the only person upstairs is my mother.
Have you ever gone counseling?
Wait a minute. You live at home?
Yeah. what I'm saying is if the girl, you know, if my mother was sick and I had a date with a girl, I could still invite her over because I have a basement apartment where my mother lives upstairs.
But Chris, a normal person would not even feel like addressing their sexuality
I don't know about a normal, okay? I'm very unique. I'm very good looking. I've been told that I'm very good looking.
I work out. Do you think that if your mother was very ill, that you'd be concentrating on your mother's needs other than yours?
No, see, you want me to conform to your world, okay? That's not where it's at.
It's not.
I could do the SES and still check up on my mom, okay? Yeah, apparently, you can only do one thing.
All right, thank you for your call. Our number, 1-800. You're calling up for advice, right?
Yeah, I want to know if I should press a legal claim.
So you want to sue her for defamation of character.
And breach of contract, too.
Because she stood you up.
I don't want to say she stood me up, but she broke off the date.
I'm not even a lawyer, and I bet you don't have a case, man. What do you think of that?
Well, you're not a lawyer.
Yeah, okay, so I guess my opinion doesn't count. Phil Henry, great. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Show at 1-800-449-8686. Chris is on the line with us from Redondo Beach. Now, this girl is not going out with you.
Well, I'm giving her till 11:30 tonight.
You're giving her till 11:30 tonight.
That's correct. And then obviously I've got to keep my options open. You know.
You're giving her to 11:30 tonight to what? Go out with you?
Well, either go out with me or have me over. Because right now, what happened was, when I called her back, I said, wait a second, you're not going out? And she says, yeah. I said, wait a second, I can come over to your house. I already started carting some of my tapes out to the car.
And what were you carting out to the car?
I have one of the largest collections of adult films on the West Coast, so I have got my trunk. You know, like I carted some tapes out there. And now she's going to tell me I can't come over. And I suffered a back injury about 2 years ago, so I got to cart the tapes back. And
well, she didn't even tell you to come over, and you got the adult films over there?
She's got to 11:30. Then I go to my backup list, okay?
Which is what?
That's just a list of women that I know about. And then, you know, I got to keep my options open. But the trunk of my El Camino is full right now, you know. And
If I were you, pal, I'd go out there and start pulling those adult films out of the trunk, okay?
Well, she's got to 11:30.
Then you go to your backup list.
That's correct, yes, sir.
Newton on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi. I was just calling Chris with this. You're on the radio talking about how she's making you look bad and putting your reputation down, and you're on the national radio talking about how she's homely, and you're doing her a favor by going out with her.
Are you currently involved with anybody, or...?
Me? I'm married. I'm happily married. I don't know what that has to do with anything.
Well, I'm just, you know, asking questions, that's all.
Well, I think you need to quit worrying about your reputation. I mean...
Yeah, but you got to understand something. Everybody at the Rusty Pelican tonight, Richie Browser, my friend Don Dugan, you know, they're already... The word... I just got a phone call 5 minutes ago saying that the word's out.
Well, how would anybody else know except you, her, unless you or her called over there and said, "Hey, you know,
I said I was going to be in there tonight with this you know,
young lady."
I'm sorry.
With this young lady.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
You were going to say with this.
Yeah, with the young lady. Are you? Where are you from?
Me, I'm from Kansas.
You got a very. I mean, I'm not trying to come on to you, okay? But you got a really sexy accent, that's all. I just want to say that.
Well, I think...
More King Chris.
I mean, you're sitting here telling the announcer that you don't want him to make you sound shallow where you sound shallow by yourself.
No, I'm just... I said I'd go over to her house, help with her mother, bring over some Captain Morgan.
No, the only reason you want to go over to her house and help with her mother, you don't want to go over there. You're not worried about her mother. You're worried about getting your...
Get my what?
Whatever.
My sexuality?
Yeah, you're worried more about getting sex.
Well,
you're not worried
about
the fact that her mom had an accident and that she needs to be there with her mother. You're more worried about your reputation and getting sex than you are about anything else.
I got to ask you a question, if you don't mind. Would you just say three words for me?
What?
More King Chris.
Huh?
Would you just say the words more King Chris?
Why?
Please.
What is this about?
No, I'm just, please, just to go with me on this.
He wants you to say what?
I want her to say more, King Chris. Can you just do that, please?
If I said that, I'd be saying it to my husband.
Okay, just, all right, pretend like you're saying it to your husband, okay?
No, I'm not going to say...
Please.
No.
Please.
No, I think you're sick. I think you're
very
sick.
Why? I'm running out of time, okay?
You know what?
It's Friday night. I do not have a date.
Chris, I got one last comment.
For the first Friday night in 8 years, I do not have a date. All I ask you to say is King Chris. Just say King Chris.
No.
Please.
What are you doing right now, man?
Nothing.
What are you doing right now?
Nothing.
Well, you're breathing real.
Hey, Chris.
What?
Chris, I got one comment for you.
Okay.
One final comment, okay?
Oh man,
just hear me out.
God, you got a nice accent.
Okay. Yeah, your reputation is blown.
You know what?
I think you need to go in the bathroom and put a gun in your mouth and just blow your brains out. Okay? Your reputation is over with. Okay?
Oh my God! What is he doing?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay, I can't stand listening to it. I can't stand. Can you believe this guy?
This guy
comes on my show. He's talking about...
Please don't stop. Would you please don't stop?
I think he's disgusting. I really think it's totally...
You're
going
to have to... Okay, I'm asking Mike Schaefer to put that line on hold, please. Jesus!
Did you call me disgusting?
No, I'm not going to.
Please do it again. Do it again. Call me disgusting. Say you're disgusting.
No. No.
I'm asking Mike Schaefer, my producer, to please put that line on hold.
I'm hanging up. This guy is just totally disgusting.
Ooh, say you're filthy. Say. Oh, God damn.
She hung up. You freaking weirdo, you, okay? You gone cat, man.
I didn't do nothing wrong. Well, I hadn't done nothing wrong until...
Until what?
I did something bad.
Buddy, there are...
Streak's still alive, all right.
How do you figure that?
Because I had phone sex with that chick.
How do you figure that?
You heard her, man. She's all, like...
You keep breathing like that, man. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send somebody over to your house and burn it down, okay?
Keep talking to me like that.
Get out of here, okay?
She's all on my job.
That guy was gone, baby. As in G-U-N. Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686.